to end world poverty. Forgive me, dear reader, as this poem does not yet end with an answer, but it does create a question that brings us one step closer to it. President Kennedy once said,
"Too many of us think it is impossible. Too many think it is unreal. But that is a dangerous, defeatist belief. It leads to the conclusion that war is inevitable, that mankind is doomed, that we are gripped by forces we cannot control. We need not accept that view. Our problems are man-made. Therefore, they can be solved by man. And man can be as big as he wants. No problem of human destiny is beyond human beings. Man's reason and spirit have often solved the seemingly unsolvable, and we believe they can do it again."
The world has misunderstood money, and it has begun relying on its simplest and most primitive mechanics. Who knows why? But we can see that those who are in the know, for example, business people on Wall Street, use it differently from the rest of us. Well, the rest of us can build complex streets as well. We can erect infrastructure that will help us to use it differently. We are 8 billion strong. The wrongdoers are nothing by contrast. Poverty can only be erased by those who are its victims. World governments are too primitive to do anything about it. The human mind is powerful and beautiful, and all human beings deserve safety, food, and a home. Not just a shelter, but a home. In order to build an infrastructure that can bring money to the poor, we will have to use technology. Computer tablets can be as inexpensive as $35. A tablet connected to the global internet is far more powerful than shorting stocks and predicting or manipulating markets. We have to start with a person who was given a plastic chair at a local homeless shelter. They have the option of work assistance or having their chair taken away. And we have to start with prisons. A long sentence. Nothing to come back to, but more broken promises and more poverty. Prison takes away hope in humanity. The way the so-called smart professionals treat criminals destroys our entire world. And here, we give a prison access to the tablet. Obviously, the first and foremost are the narrated books. No matter how dark the future, the narrated books bring the light. They help sleep at night, they bring knowledge and experience, and they are beautiful, private, sacred, and full of wisdom. Here, great many voice actors and celebrities will make time to lend their voice to books in the public domain for the betterment of humankind. While the books will heal the mind and bring wisdom and calm, as well as the understanding that being born poor to a violent neighborhood victimizes a person into someone other than they really are. In other words, self-forgiveness. Here, the least fortunate of the human family still need a way out of poverty. There needs to be a program on the tablet that will both protect the assets they create and help them create more. For most, that tablet will represent the work of a lifetime. The full measure of the hope in their new and better future. Whatever happens on that tablet must be safe from fellow inmates, prison employees, and crooked politicians and presidents. We can all be sure that things that do represent monetary value require study, and the more one learns, the easier it gets. The simplest and safest asset a person under attack can keep is knowledge learned. For example, if the tablet was to teach how to write computer programs, how to design user interfaces, efficient web servers, secure networks, that person would be able to leave their past behind and build a company, perhaps with colleagues from the same environment. This is not the same as going to some school or even going to a business school. This is the study and assembly of a ready-to-go development house. The tablet would contain a simulated, ready-to-go business with real case studies and projects that later open up to real clients. In a safer environment, where it is possible to open a bank account, where one can be reasonably sure that what little money they have will not be taken away, a planet-wide market where people create digital goods and exchange services. A program architecture that relies on the human mind, where a person is answering simple questions to build a unique and greater whole that will keep them out of poverty for as long as they live. And while this would be too cumbersome for one individual, it would be doable for a network of thousands, or perhaps billions of people fighting their way out of poverty once and for all. Where prison offers time to practice, the world of the streets requires an instant trickle of money. And this income must absolutely require the best and most creative that the human mind can produce. This way, world's corrupt politicians will not be able to force the homeless to slave for them. And it has to be meaningful work, more than training neural networks. We can convert prisons to startup accelerators and incubators that will emerge companies ready to accept clients. But helping people who don't have a roof over their head, who don't have rations waiting for them, must include instant money. It is not just a man on a plastic chair. It is also the woman who has nowhere left to go. What is on that tablet helps her pay for the apartment. And it isn't just random noise, but something meaningful, something that adds up to create a greater whole. Because if we can help those two to pay for rent and buy a house and a car and then make it a home, then we will have ended poverty, not just for those two, but for the world over.